Chapter 8. Satis House Again. After Joe's visit, I wanted to see Estella quickly, so I left the next afternoon. As I waited for the coach, I noticed two prisoners waiting too. They stood with a guard, their feet in iron shackles. I knew that sometimes prisoners were taken by coach from London to the prison ships, so I was not surprised. But then, with a shock, I realised that one of the prisoners was the man I had met in the pub 10 years before, who had stirred his drink with a file. He looked at me, but I was sure he did not recognise me. I had changed a lot in 10 years, and I was dressed as a gentleman. When we got into the coach, the prisoner was close behind me, and I could feel his breath on the back of my neck. As the coach moved along, the two prisoners talked together quietly. Their guard could not hear them, but I could. I heard the words, £2 notes.
"A lot of money," said the other prisoner.
"Yes," said the first. "When I was released from prison, he asked me to find the boy who had brought him food. He gave me £2 to give to the boy."
"And you did it? You didn't spend it on food and drink?"
I heard no more of the conversation, but that was enough. When I left London, I had planned to go to Joe's, but I now told myself that the forge was too far from Miss Havisham's. There was no bed ready for me at the forge, and I did not want to give Biddy a lot of work. I decided to stay at a hotel in the town instead. The next morning, I wondered again about going to the forge, but I did not. I could go later, I decided. I went to Satis House and rang the bell. The gate was opened by Orlick.
"Orlick," I said, "what are you doing here?"
"I work here now," he said. "I've left the forge."
I was worried that Orlick was now at Satis House, near Miss Havisham and Estella, and I decided I must warn Jaggers about him when I went back to London. Thinking of this, I went into the house and along the dark corridor where I met Matthew Pocket's sister, Sarah.
"Oh," she said, "Mr. Pip."
She was not pleased to see me.
"Miss Pocket," I said, "I'm glad to tell you that Mr. Matthew Pocket and his family are all well."
She stared at me and did not reply. I went up the stairs and knocked on Miss Havisham's door.
"Come in, Pip," I heard.
I went in and Miss Havisham was in her chair, still wearing her old white dress. Sitting near her was a well-dressed lady who I had never seen before.
"Well?"
asked Miss Havisham.
"I heard that you wanted to see me, so I came at once."
The lady I had never seen before looked up at me, and I saw that her eyes were Estella's. She held out a cold hand to me.
"Has she changed a lot, Pip?"
asked Miss Havisham.
"When you saw her before, you said she was haughty."
"That was a long time ago," I said.
"I expect he was right," said Estella. "I was sometimes very rude."
"Has Pip changed?"
asked Miss Havisham.
"Very much," said Estella.
We talked in Miss Havisham's strange room for a while, and then Estella and I went into the garden. In the garden, I remembered the fight that I had had with Herbert many years before, and I told Estella about it. I was nervous talking to her, and I knew that I loved her, but I could see that she did not love me at all. "You know that Herbert is now my best friend," I told her.
And I believe you study with his father, she said. I suppose you meet very different people now. Do you remember that I once made you cry?
Yes.
You must know that I have no heart. I cannot love. I've never loved anybody.
Later, I went back to Miss Havisham's room, leaving Estella in the garden.
Is she beautiful? Do you love her?
Asked Miss Havisham. She put her arm around my neck and pulled me towards her.
Love her, love her, love her,
she whispered.
I adopted her to be loved. You must love her.
When I left Satis House, I thought about visiting Joe, but I could not see Joe and think about Estella, so I went back to London. I found Herbert having his dinner. I joined him, and then we sat by the fire. I must tell you, Herbert, I said, that I'm in love with Estella.
I know that.
How? I asked.
From watching you, he answered. You've loved her for years.
But she doesn't love me, I told him. What can I do?
Things can change. You'll be 21 soon, said Herbert happily. Maybe you'll get more money from Jaggers when you're an adult. Perhaps the money will make things easier.
I agreed that this was possible.
And now, said Herbert, I've a secret for you. I'm engaged.
Who to?
A young woman called Clara, who lives with her old father down by the river. But I'm afraid I can't marry until I get a better salary.